as you all know, he's a broadcaster, he's a writer, he's an expert in the field of science and nutrition, and since 2001, he's worked to publicize specific research about serrapeptase, among other things, and it's expanded, and we just love having him on. We love his accent, and we love him. Robert, so glad to have you. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
It's always a great pleasure, and I don't know when you'll ever get rid of me, but I'll always be here for you.
Well, thank you. The feeling is mutual, and we love you also. There's so much to talk about in health and nutrition coming up all the time. I was in Walmart the other day. This is kind of something totally different, but I was in Walmart. I walk in. As soon as I walk in, there's a whole wall of Roundup for sale there. There happened to be two people there fooling with it from Walmart, employees. They were stacking it or something, and I just snapped. I said, oh, my gosh, you guys are still selling this? Costco won't even sell it. I mean, things are changing. What common sense won't do, the lawyers are doing to Roundup, and pretty soon maybe we won't have Roundup at all.
Well, it's a real tough one, that, because they really have come unstuck. Partly because a German company is taking it over. Bought them out. And, of course, the German company is less aggressive. And so, if you like, they've left themselves wide open to being attacked. So it's a rarity, because from vaccinations to all the drugs and narcotics, you know, the evil empire, as I call them, get away with it. And to not get away with this... it's quite interesting, but of course we have a bigger problem. I'm banned from putting ads on Facebook. I'm banned from Google ads to find various things. They're just going crazy, and I thought I was, if you like, one of the more moderate people, but it just shows you it's just being moderate is not enough, I suppose. But, you know, so the battle is not really won at all. I hope people don't think the battle's won, because it's not won just because you don't even know whether they'll get special protection, special dispensation, you know, for Roundup. I don't know. I don't trust them anyway. You know.
Well, I think you bring up a very good point. And people should understand, you know, you come on and you got a great personality and your knowledge is fantastic and you're just so likable. I always enjoy talking to you. Our audience loves you. But under many people, just like, excuse me, just like we've had to deal with, there is a war, and I mean a war going on that is very violent, very direct, very in your face, that maybe you don't see, ladies and gentlemen. And that you just even listening to the show, you are choosing a side and you are part of something. And so we thank you. I'm sure, you know, Robert can speak for himself, but understand he doesn't come here, without cost. There's cost to everything we say on this radio. You don't think people listen? People listen. People with big money. There is huge, huge, corporations that have such interests I don't even want to go into here, that are contrary to what we talk about in this discussion, they are listening. Let's just put it that way. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, what happened is that when Trump got elected and Brexit happened in the UK roughly at the same time, we had a fairly free run on social media, and especially in the UK, but I know you did in the USA. And, of course, all of a sudden the deep state military complex suddenly realized that they had a problem. They couldn't control the message anymore, because the media that what you and I might call the fake media, people weren't listening to that. They weren't getting the information. They get it from social media. What have they done now? They've actually taken over running the social media. We have a guy that has taken over the publicity for Facebook, and he is the most establishment figure you can ever imagine. They are under the thumb now. The social media, whether it's Google, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, Twitter's doing it as well. We have a guy called Tommy Robinson in the UK, and He's out there, you know, he's outspoken, you know, I won't say he's not even outspoken as Donald Trump, but, you know, he is public enemy number one. The police are taking gangs of Muslims, Muslim thugs, and, you know, I don't paint all Muslims like this, but this is a gang, you can see it on the internet, and they marched them to where he was holding a meeting so they could rain bricks. The police escorted this mob of Muslim thugs to come and attack them. But all the media was cheering. They were cheering. You know, every time he's attacked, they're cheering. What's going on? We have no... It's a bad time anyway. It really is. And as ever, all I say to everybody is, look after yourself, look after your health. You might have to work longer than you ever thought possible. And I'm 73, as you know, and I'm, you know, I don't have any concept of stopping working. And that's it. But you can only do that if you get your health under control, get your diet under control, get your exercise under control. And we'll just, you know, stay ahead of the game.
Let's. I know you had a good report about something that happened. I think it was in South America. Why don't we start there? Well, let's go right to some good news.
Well, it's particularly nice, and I'll tell you why. Because the people had an email from a couple. I'm just looking up the email actually while we're talking quickly. And the guy's called Tony Nunnery, and his wife Barbara. They retired 20 years ago to try to restore some of the natural forests in Ecuador. And, you know, because people have been mining, they've been illegal logging and just literally destroying, you know, the gorgeous forests where the fabulous animals and birds live. And so they decided to do this. And in fact, you can see the different films. It's five different BBC documentaries about the work they do there. And it's called Pacha Quindi, which is PachaQuindi.com. PachaQuindi.com. And it's just wonderful. Anyway, a couple of years ago, he got, as people do, he got liver disease, hepatitis C, and which led on to his liver started to degenerate. He called me up and said, you know, what can I do? I've heard about you. And I gave him all the things to take. And he, in the end, because he couldn't get it there, he had to travel back to the USA and arrived in a wheelchair weighing 120 pounds when he got back to the USA. Because they live on, if you like, charity, that is charity for their, you know, the work they're doing, they couldn't afford, you know, medical treatment. So they even had to, you know, see doctors that would treat them for nothing. However, he got the my liver recovery plan. And literally, he just reported now that the hepatitis C is gone. The cirrhosis is on its way out. And he's feeling great. He's feeling wonderful. And wow. So I got this letter. Then all of a sudden, at the end, oh, I forgot to tell you. I originally heard you many times on the Power Hour via shortwave radio down in Ecuador.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Wow.
What a circle, you know, to come back. So there's a guy that's alive now that's doing wonderful work trying to restore the forest and the...
That is cool.
Just absolutely gorgeous. These documentaries are about the hummingbirds up there because the habitat has just come back to perfection. So all the hummingbirds are just tons of them, birds and beautiful, you know, forests growing, just gorgeous. Anyway, just show
now,
is he from
Is he from America or from Britain?
He's from America. That's from America.
Well, please send contact information to Catherine. I'd like to reach out to him. That's a really neat story.
I will do. And as I say, get your listeners to go and look at them, and if they can send a donation, if they like what they see, of course, you know what I mean, you've got to do that. But so here's a guy that was at death's door and just went on my hepatitis C recovery plan, you know, because you know, it has sentence, especially if you're not getting the treatment that is available in the USA and you can't afford it. And it was just a wonderful
great story.
Start to my day.
Let's talk about that
this morning.
Well, let's just continue. Yeah, let's just continue with that story. Talk about your liver recovery plan, because a lot of people have hepatitis C or have, you know, just our livers in general. Talk about that plan. What did you tell him to do?
Well, the first thing I told him to do was go on a keto diet, no carbs or sugar, because that just feeds the infection in the liver. I also put him on my alpha-lipoic acid R, because that again helps regenerate the liver that you've got there. Is on Serenol, which is the curcumin, serapeptase, vitamin D3, and Eclonia Carva. Testing my brain now, actually.
vitamin D, curcumin,
serapeptase. The other thing is the real special one, which is SAMI Plus, and SAMI is known for its help to regenerate the liver, but it's got other things with it as well. Because one of the problems of when people are like this, they go into a depression. And he says in his testimonial he sent to me that that was a special thing to be able not just help to regenerate the liver, but also lift the depression without drugs that people get.
So yeah, that's interesting you say that. One of the first things, you know, I had a lot of health problems in my early 20s, early mid-20s, and went on a total kind of discover what in the world can I do. The doctor's not going to, I can tell these doctors are going to send death sentence me if I listen to these morons. But so I had to kind of figure it out myself. But through a lot of people like, it wasn't you, but people like you came into my life. And one of the first things that really started to help me is this chiropractor. He got me on doing liver cleanses, and what you just said is so true. My mood changed once I did liver cleanses. It's like
The liver is the seat of anger. In Chinese medicine, the liver is the seat of anger. So you show me an angry person, I'll show you a person with an unhealthy liver.
Really?
Any day.
I totally felt different. Once I started cleaning my liver, I felt different emotionally. It was very
neat. Why do you think alcoholics, you know, end up very angry people, you know, and they usually get thrown out of their home, if you know what I mean, because they're just always angry and aggressive. It's the liver, you know, the alcohol is damaging the liver.
Well, why are some alcoholics happy drunks? You got happy drunks and then you got mean drunks. Why is that?
Well, I can't answer that question. It's a good question.
I don't know. You know, yeah, I don't.
I don't actually have too much of an experience of alcoholics anyway.
We're getting out of the weeds here.
Yeah, but anyway, I do know that the seat of anger is the and your right shoulder. No, don't ask me why, but the right shoulder, you'll have problems with your right shoulder and anger problems when you have a diseased liver.
Okay, so as far as the liver plan, we're talking keto diet, alpha-lipoic acid, the R version. And we'll talk about that more.
Yep.
That's very important. Vitamin D3, curcumin, serapeptase, and the SAMI Plus.
That's the Serenol, and the SAMI Plus, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Let's change topics a little bit. Maybe we'll come back to this later. We will, not the alpha-lipoic acid. But you had an article recently about fluoride poisoning and curcumin, or kind of how to deal with it. Talk about that a little bit. I was fascinated by that subject.
Well, it's just a matter of the, the curcumin, as you know, is just it's part of the cure for everything, really, because it just does so many things from Alzheimer's, as you know, to helping with liver disease as well and lung disease and so many different things. But it also does help to, if you like, alleviate the damage that toxins do in our body. And so that's what it's doing. It's not dealing with the fluoride itself. It's dealing with the damage that the fluoride does to the body.
Well, explain that. Why does curcumin do so much? Is it just, is it an absolute miracle in some ways?
I read technical explanations, and honestly, I just find them so not logical in my mind, if you know what I mean. I know why serapeptase clears things, because it clears fibrosis and inflammation. That's straightforward and simple, but curcumin just does too many things and different things to be able to put your finger on actually what it does. But, you know, I am convinced what it does do, any damage that's going on to our body, it's helping to repair the damage. And so it doesn't deal with the cause. The cause is still there if you don't change your diet or you have toxins such as fluoride and other things. But it just keeps ahead of the damage that you're doing to the body.
So it helps repair. So fluoride is really hard, especially on the pineal gland. I know that some people, iodine works really well for detoxing the pineal gland.
Well, it's next to iodine. So if you haven't got iodine in your diet, then the fluoride will take the place of the iodine. You know, the body does its best to get the next best mineral when you're short of it. So that's why it does it. It's not attacking it. It just happens to be the next on the periodic scale or next but one, whichever. It doesn't really matter.
So it replaces.
But you get the point on that. It replaces the iodine that you've not got. If you've got iodine, then it won't replace it. In fact, if you've got all the minerals that you need anyway, then you will get much less problem with fluoride, because the body will excrete it. But if it's deficient in lots of minerals, then it will try to, if you like, take the place of them.
Why is it that we're still, this is the year 2019, that municipalities, cities are still putting fluoride and fluoride derivatives, really, hydrofluorosilicic acid, in water? I am mind-boggled about this.
I'm sorry. I cannot answer why people are so crazy in this world. You know what I mean? If you're not crazy, then it's very difficult to identify why people are so crazy. And I could stand there all day and just point out what crazy things people are doing to the planet, to themselves, all day long. But I can't explain it. All I can do is just help people to protect themselves from it all. Let's give our story, and if they, you know, share it and you know, believe it and share it, then we've done our job, and because, you know, they're going to have a better chance of this future that it doesn't look great, and I'm not a negative person, but it doesn't look great, and we really need to do more than we ever did looking after our health, because health is the first wealth. You know, any amount of money, it will not help you in the future if things go really bad, but being strong and healthy will.
Well, let me, specifically to that point, I think that's a very good point. You've been doing this for quite a few years now. Have you seen progress in people as far as awakening to this, opening up to this? They're more susceptible to even listening to you now, an alternative to modern medicine, per se?
Funny thing, when I first started, people thought it was crazy. And then I used to tour around the USA, literally face to face. I would go from city to city, and people would get, you know, a crowd there, and I would talk about what it is. And it was usually the older people that listened more than I used to get. Retired vets in the audience from you know, animal vets, and they would go, yeah, we only treat animals with nutrition, and it's great, and then they started saying to me, but you know, all the new vets coming along are all being brainwashed by the drug industry, and they no longer help to cure animals with nutrition. They're starting to give them drugs as a prime treatment, and that's part of the vaccination plot, everything. You know, the evil empire, as I, you know, rightly call them, because they are evil, they just want people to be on their drugs, because they you know, they've got them. Like any drug dealer, any narcotic drug dealer, you know, they want people to become addicted to them or dependent on them, because then they've got a customer for life, and, you know, that's how it works. So I don't see... the massive population, sometimes I think they're going a little bit more crazy, but there's a solid group of people who are smart, who are wise, intelligent. I have a definition of intelligence. I hope your audience will bear with me on this. My definition of intelligence is people that understand cause and effect. They understand that if you do something wrong, then bad things will happen. If you do something right, good things will happen. And that's my definition of intelligence. It's not being a professor, because I see professors as alcoholics. It's not being a politician, because let's face it, you know, we won't even mention it. It's people that understand cause and effect to do the right thing. That's intelligence, and that's what I'm looking for in people.
Well, the definition of insanity, it's been said many times, is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So I guess intelligence, conversely, what you said, that makes perfect sense. That was great.
There's no other way of saying it, you know, because people go, oh, you know, Robert, I mean, they say this to me, and, you know, it doesn't mean anything. They say, you're so clever, you know, I go, no, I'm not. I didn't go to university. I went to college for electronics, but you know what I mean. I don't have any great education other than what I had to do at the time, you know, to get a job. But all the information is out there. The research is out there. You know, it's so specific that you know, Otto Warburg in 1931 got the Nobel Prize for finding the cause of cancer. He got the Nobel Prize. If you talk to your doctor now and say, what's this about Otto Warburg getting the Nobel Prize for the cause of cancer in 1931? They go, what? No. We don't know the cause of cancer. Oh, we just want all the money so we can do some research. The cause of cancer is a deficiency of oxygen in your cells. And that comes from many things.
Mm. Well, there's the music. On the other side, more with Robert Redfern. Just a potpourri of knowledge. This guy just oozes knowledge, and he has courage, and I just have such respect for him. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with this fine young man here from the other side of the pond, as they say. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 311, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Of course, you know the Power Mall. We've been talking about it all day, as we should. It's a great resource. Look, not only does, of course, it funds us, of course, that's true, but it's a great resource for you. Joyce started something really special. Buy from the good guys. Believe me, I can't tell you how many products we've turned down because of the people who sell them to us or want to sell them to us. And Catherine's been very sure to keep it that way. Robert Redfern is one of the good guys. And when you bring quality people and then bring quality products and you bring them all together, you really create a site that's unlike anything out there. And we're really excited about this and to share it with you. If you're new to the show, this is a huge part of what we do because I personally, everybody here at the Power Hour, we want you happy. We want you healthy. We want you successful. And we want you free, just as God intended you to be. And a big part of that is, Robert has said over and over again during this interview, your health is a huge part of that. And knowledge is power when it comes to this. And, the products we have are first-rate natural products do make a difference, but you gotta have the right natural products. Your body is natural. Your body is made up of things from the earth. So not chemicals. Your body is not really made up of chemicals. So why do you think chemicals would be a good solution for it? So thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Of course, we have the alpha lipoic acid R, just like Dr. Sherry Rogers and Robert Redfern recommend, curcumin, which is an absolute bestseller, the curcumin. That's what people really latch onto about Robert. The lithium balance, the lithium orotate, not only does it help anti-aging, it helps people's mood, especially during the winter. It's summer now, you know, get out and get a little sun, but if you feel a little depressed, try lithium orotate. Sarah enzymes, the serapeptase, of course, Robert's talked about that extensively. Vitamin D3, it's so important to have this vitamin D3. You can't even hardly fight off infection without vitamin D, and you got to have the right kind to really supercharge what you're doing. Vitamin E must spectrum. If you eat the single tocopherol vitamin E, you actually end up causing more harm than good. That's what Sherry Rogers has said over and over again. You must have that full spectrum vitamin E, and that's why we carry Robert's vitamin E there. But ask about that, or several of you have, and we haven't had it for a while. We haven't been able to bring it into the United States for whatever reason, but we do have the Health Point machines back again, so take advantage of that. Of course, Power Hour J was on the 20% off of some of the products that we're trying to clear out of our inventory, the Willard Water, the Inca Warrior Protein Powder. These are all Most of these products I have in my house, I use Silver Shield Dogging Bedding Spray, the Oral Care Mouthwash Silver Tongue, and the Topperson Fibro Cream. So all of that and more over at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Something there that you need. We've talked about products that you need today. So see where you're at. See if you can make a purchase or want to. And there's to your health. God bless you. Buy from the good guys. Support us over at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com. Getting back to Robert. One of the things you've taught, I don't think it was last time we didn't focus too much on it, but a couple times ago when you were on, we talked about your study on Alzheimer's success that you had. And more questions. Overview about what is Alzheimer's, what is going on, and what you have seen through your research.
Okay. It's probably multiple causes of Alzheimer's. It's not what the doctors say. It's not plaque on the brain. Plaque isn't a disease, and it's not a disease. But, I mean, even we just talked about fluoride. Even fluoride can damage the brain. Excuse me. And it gets in the brain through the gums. If you've got unhealthy gums, when you're cleaning your teeth with fluoride toothpaste, literally you're pouring fluoride into the body, into the bloodstream, and it can get through the blood-brain barrier there. I mean, one of the reasons why curcumin is so effective as a protection against the fluoride is that it can also get into the passive blood-brain barrier and get into the brain to help you. It's a critical part of the Alzheimer's plan. But the best study I know of is a Spanish study. Pathologists were having a look at the brains of cadavers just as they do research, and they noticed that some of the brains had fungus on them and some of the brains had plaque. And so once they opened all these brains and divided them into two groups, they then went back and looked at the medical records to see what the people died of. And the people that died of Alzheimer's always had fungus on the brain. Now, people know this is candida, but, you know, to me, it's just these are just words, actually. But the people with plaque on the brain, some did, but it was rare for the people with plaque to have Alzheimer's. But they always had Alzheimer's with the fungus or candida. Now, if you do any research on pathology, you'll find that pathologists will write that they always find fungus where they have a disease. So if you've got a diseased heart, there's fungus there. If you have a diseased lung, there's fungus there. You know, if you have a diseased waterworks, there's fungus there, or candida. So this is a real part of the problem. It's all part of all disease as well, which is why I go on so much about saying, please, please change to a keto diet. No carbs or sugar. As long as you eat organic food as best you can or reared on grass-fed, meat, chicken, eggs, whatever. But do your best to try to get that. I know it's more expensive, but what you don't eat is carbs. No bread, pastry, biscuits, breakfast cereals, rice, potatoes, parsnips, or pasta. All those are full of sugar and feed the fungus, the candida, and destroy your body's own immune system in the digestive tract, because your immune system starts in the digestive tract. So if you put bad stuff down there, you'll get a bad immune system. If you've got a bad immune system, then that leads to Alzheimer's, cancer, lung disease, heart disease, and so on and so on. And so that's the prime thing. Of course, if you
Let's pause right there.
Go on.
Let's pause right there. So candida, yeah. So you're saying that your diet makes it grow, or a weak intestine or a weak immune system makes it grow? I mean, explain that a little further. Well, that seems like key.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the actual sugar or carbs, they're the same thing. The two words are interchangeable, sugar and carbs and glucose. They're all interchangeable. They're the same thing. If you're not, like, taking probiotics, for argument's sake, then the sugar will literally just feed the yeast and other bacteria in the digestive tract. It'll probably break through the intestines and go through into the bloodstream then. And even then, it can't really get all the way through to the heart. It can get you in to the brain. It can get you in the heart and the lungs and other organs around the body, but it can't get you there. But it is weakening the immune system, because that's what it does. You know, that's why cancer is caused by a lack of oxygen in the cells, because there's so much sugar floating around. It replaces the sugar in the cells, whereas the oxygen in the cells. My apologies. So that's the problem, that we have to stop it. It can get into the brain via the gums again, or by perforated eardrums. That's the only way the fungus can actually get into the brain. There's no other way past the blood-brain barrier, because obviously our body protects you, otherwise you had a problem. But there's such a problem now that it's the biggest killer of women in Britain, and it's growing everywhere, everywhere. Partly because we also have a problem of low oxygen in the atmosphere. You know, there's too much carbon dioxide, not enough oxygen, and we need to replant all the 3 trillion trees we've cut down over the last 10,000 years so that those trees will give us oxygen. I don't know whether you know, but most of the small mammals are starting to die around the planet, frogs and whatever, you know, not wanting to go too strong on it, but it is true. So that's the story of fungus in the body. You get fungus in trees, you get fungus on small mammals, you know, frogs are the first ones to go because they breathe through the skin. And so if the oxygen around them is quite low, and there's fungus as well, then it absorbs through the skin. So it's a, you know, but we can beat it. We can stop eating sugar for a start. We can make sure we get our probiotics. We can make sure we get our minerals like selenium, because selenium is the seat of the immune system. It's the critical mineral. And we've got to keep walking, because when you're walking, you're breathing. When you're breathing, you've got oxygen coming around your body to activate the whole of your recovery system and your immune system. Your immune system uses oxygen to kill any bacteria or fungus. When it comes along, it sees the fungus or bacteria, it takes oxygen and water and creates hydrogen peroxide. That then engulfs the infection, kills it, and then the body converts that hydrogen peroxide back to oxygen and water again, quickly. It's all done in a second, using an enzyme called catalase. And you know, everybody knows what catalase is, because it's the enzyme but that is deficient that makes your hair go grey.
Catalase. Spell that. No. This is all fascinating. Right. Yeah, spell that.
Yeah. Just phonetically, C-A-T-A-L-Y-S-E, catalase.
Wow, I didn't know that about the grey hair. Oh, and catalase. Wow. Talk about your experience of the program that you have with the curcumin and what you've seen people do on this.
Well, it's 6 months now since we did it. And funny enough, it was just the other day I spoke to our health coaches and said, have you, you know, done another review recently? And they said, well, funny enough, we have actually. I said, how are they doing? They said, they're absolutely rock solid. There was 10 people on all with Alzheimer's, and 5 of them, they say, because we can only go by what they say they recovered. They just don't have it anymore. The other 5 had a reasonable recovery, but not as good as the others. But when we questioned, if Alzheimer's is caused by fungus, give people antifungal things, such as curcumin, but also other things as well, and get it into the brain, why would they still have it? If they've stopped eating all sugar and carbs, why would they still have it?
Now, you say recovered. How bad were they when they started? Were these people very severe? Were they moderately? I mean, where did they start from?
They were dependent on their carer, which is mostly a spouse, actually, that was caring for them. And they, the point when they were becoming desperate, that they didn't want to go to a home, because when you go to a home, a care home, you go downhill even further, because they mistreat you like mad. They mistreat you with the diet. They mistreat you with, you know, I mean, there are some nice places, the ones that give you 1940s, 50s music, yeah, to dance to, and but that's just for psychological benefits. And it does work. The psychological benefits of that are well known, but it doesn't change the health decline, and you have to do that. The very first thing they all did, they promised faithfully they would stick to a keto diet. Five of them did. Five of them didn't keep to it as good as possible. And they're still solid 6 months after. They are no longer under our weekly monitoring.
That is fantastic. I see more and more people every day dealing with this, or they know somebody's dealing with this. And every time I want to, how do you approach people when they're in that situation? Because I want to say, hey, have you tried this? Or, hey, would you consider
honestly,
this?
It's so easy for me, because people find me. I don't have to find. In fact, if I was stood next to somebody with it, I would, especially if it's visiting with somebody, I don't really discuss what I do, because it never seems to work. It only works when they come to find me, and because they're ready for the solution then.
Boy, you said a mouthful there. Boy, isn't that the truth?
It's a strange thing, actually. You approach the person, they'll back off if you let them come to you. But you're the same. You've got some great listeners here, because I've been around them for many, many years. It must be 10, 15 years. I can't remember now, actually. But there you go. they do write to me. Your listeners write to me and say, tell me, Robert, just repeat what you said, And I'll tell them all day long, But, all the stuff is in my books, actually, which, you should keep a set of my books as on your website, and then you can, just email them out when people, want a book on it.
Yeah, let's do that. Can you, Catherine, you're listening, or probably listening, let's email Robert, and let's do that, because I think that would be a fantastic resource.
We'll start with the Alzheimer's book, because that's what we're talking about, and it's a straightforward, it's just a nice, improving Alzheimer's by the book. Just stick to the book, stick to the plan, and don't go off, don't think, this, even to something as simple as drinking 6 glasses of water a day with sodium bicarbonate in it. Sodium bicarbonate is the enemy of fungus and candida. The body again uses bicarbonate of soda. It produces bicarbonate of soda around the body to alkalize the body. So you're just helping it along by having some sodium bicarbonate in the drinking water.
Dr. Serkis talks about that a lot, getting oxygen. It also converts to oxygen, helps oxygenate your body. I have such respect for you, Robert, and people like you, and the people that we have on this broadcast, because I know what it means to be sick, and I know what it means to have health challenges, and I know even more so the challenge it is to get proper information and to deal with a system, for lack of a better word, that is really trying to, from my experience, is trying to hold you in your sick state and fight that, to overcome that, and to step out of that is very courageous and admirable on your part. And there's a lot of very prominent people who come on the show who won't talk about vaccines. And you've been on this, and you've talked about vaccines quite a bit. You're very courageous. You're very bold. And what you do, I commend you for it, Robert. I hope you know that.
It's only truth. Truth is truth. To be fair, I generally talk more about it with friends, and I class your radio show's friends than I do if I was talking to a group of doctors, because I do occasionally, if you know what I mean, for whatever reason. In fact, I've been invited to talk to some pharmacists, because our pharmacists, independent pharmacists, not the big chains, you know, they're struggling, and so they said, why don't you come down and give us a talk, actually, on the recovery plan, so that we could, you know, bring it as part of in our pharmacy offering. And it depends who you're talking to, actually, you know. And as I say, I think I'm among friends here, so.
Well, I understand, and there's certain things that I won't, you know, a lot of things I won't say on the radio too, but many people won't even talk about it at all, so I commend you. We have about, I don't know, 6 minutes left probably. Let's go over a couple of these products and just explain.
Yeah.
Alpha-lipoic acid. There's a lot of alpha-lipoic acid out there. Why is your version different? Why is it essential?
It's just the O type. It's just much more absorbable and you know, it's much more active than the synthetic form, actually. So it's as close as you can get to the type that your body would produce itself, actually, within the body. Of course,
and that's used for cleansing.
It's useful. I mean, just give you an instance. If you had some paracetamol poisoning, I can't remember what you call it there, because you don't. Paracetamol is the actual drug, but what's one of the headache pills tablets you get in the USA?
Aspirin, Advil, ibuprofen.
No, Advil. Okay, Advil is paracetamol, and it's got okay. Terrible things, actually. You know, you give it to a child or a baby, and you will almost certainly start to give them asthma problems. It's a common cause of asthma, and there's many other side effects of it anyway. But don't believe me, just go to the internet and look for the side effects of Advil. And I forgot where I was then, actually.
Alpha-lipoic acid, R.
I know what it's like. This is important. If your child or daughter just happened to take an overdose of paracetamol, then you would give them rux of alpha-lipoic acid, R. And if it was really serious, you would demand that the doctors gave it intravenously as well, actually, when they got there, because it's the only thing that will actually recover from their liver, because the liver dies very quickly with paracetamol or Advil poisoning, and it's the only thing that will recover. That's how powerful it is. It's not just a nice to have touchy-feely supplement. It is a lifesaver.
Now, if you take that R version on a regular basis, does it also help protect your liver too?
I do actually, but I'm over the top. I take about 20 different supplements a day. Listen, no, you didn't.
What about vitamin?
How I started? Let me just quickly tell people. Both my parents died when I was 40. They died in their early 60s, 62, 64, and I thought, crikey, this is no good. But I had severe colitis in those days. I used to walk around holding onto the walls in case my legs went, because I had all sorts of back problems, and, you know, and this is, I'm only 40 years of age, for crying out loud. And so, you know, by turning over my life, now at 73, I have no pains, no aches, I can run faster than most people, and, you know, to me, my age group, I mean, and so, you know, to me, I'm super healthy. So, forgive me for taking 20 supplements a day, because I can, and I do. So I don't recommend everybody else takes that. Well, I do, if they can afford it. If they can't, then I've always, even if it's one, I'll work out, but the diet is not optional, but the supplements can be optional.
What is the one thing, if you, is curcumin that one thing, hey, if you can only get one, take the curcumin?
Yeah. Absolutely. Because that's going to protect you from almost everything, from Alzheimer's to lung disease to liver disease to heart disease to fungus on your toenails, all sorts. You do need magnesium, though, and the only way you can get magnesium is with oil. You can't really get it as a supplement. The body will reject it if you try to get enough down there to take it by by mouth, actually. So you do need magnesium oil. So let me have two. And one is magnesium oil, and the other one is curcumin.
Magnesium and curcumin.
I would tell people to take rock salt every day as well to get some minerals in you, because minerals are the critical thing. And if they can, you know, get some Brazil nuts to get the selenium. And, you know what I mean? I would change the diet for them so that they were getting the little things that, you know, they may buy. But
when I was young, we used to eat Brazil nuts all the time, and I don't even see them that much anymore. Where we are.
You can sell them very easily, so maybe, you know, I don't know where, you know, I mean, we still get them here, actually, but, you know, you've got to make sure, you know, sniff them, make sure they're good and not rancid, because they, you know, they can become rancid. I mean, that's what fluoride does to you. It makes the fats in your brain go rancid as well, actually, so.
Ooh, gross. Gross.
Yeah, no.
Well, we got less than a minute. Any last thought from you? It's always a pleasure to have you on, and
I will say it, and I said it, you know, 15 years ago, and I say it today, you know, only the diet will save you, actually. Supplements will just about make you feel a bit better, but the diet is the savior, and the next part is the supplement.
Well, very good. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure to be with you. I hope you've learned something, take the information, and do something with it. Buy from the good guys, make decisions for yourself, what have you. We really appreciate you, as always. We do want you to be happy, healthy, successful, and free, for sure. We'll see you tomorrow, thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. God bless you. See you, Robert. Thank you, my friend.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.